interviewed an 82-year-old woman who'd been married, happily married, for years. And I asked her, what's your secret? How did you stay happily married for so many decades? And she said, Andrea, your generation gets distracted by stuff. You try too hard to impress. There's too much ego. People don't need stuff. They need you. And then she said something that's really stuck with me. I interviewed her 2 years ago, and I keep thinking about this line. Very simple, but hard to remember, which is that the most important thing you can offer in a relationship is your presence. And she said, just remember that, and your relationships will go well. So many of our relationships are built on anticipatory thinking. On a date, we're wondering if we have a future with the person in front of us. When we're networking, we wonder if the person we're talking to can help us achieve a professional goal. We're not always present, and the people with us, they can notice that. I often instruct daters to ask themselves two simple questions on a first date, not out loud, by the way, to know if they want to have a second date. So the first question is, am I having fun or not right now, yes or no? Am I curious to learn more about the person in front of me, yes or no? That is it. A first date is a first meeting. You're not meant to know if you're going to marry the person. You need to stay present to see how you feel. It's amazing how many of us overcomplicate it and get, you know, 15 steps ahead. When we're present in our relationships, we fully acknowledge the people in front of us. We're not scanning the room or looking at our phones during dinner. We're not in our heads wondering if we may have a connection. We're engaging in real time. It's a basic human need, and I saw this on the show I worked on. It was confirmed. It's a basic human need for each of us to be seen for who we are, acknowledged and valued. And the show reminded me that everybody has a story and that every story matters. And of course, this principle extends online. We know by now that this is not just a me medium. You may have heard me talk in the past about the opera singer of social media, the me, you know, that person drives me nuts. So if we want to offer a presence, we have to listen, acknowledge other people's stories, experiences, failures, and triumphs. The most important thing you can offer in a relationship is your presence. The second way to build an effective relationship, my cards are all messed up, is, you know what, I'm missing that card, but it's okay, I can speak from the heart. It's to be authentic. So, you know, effective relationships always start with you. So you need to know who you are. And that can be hard. It's so easy. It's always thrown around, being authentic. Be authentic. I interviewed a woman recently. She said, I'm always told to ask of myself, how can I not? It can be hard sometimes to step into your truth. It means you can't just press the snooze alarm in life. You have to engage. In life and your relationships, you'll feel out of balance if you're not aligned with your wants. If you value learning and you're in a job that offers no opportunity for growth, you'll feel frustrated in that job. If you're in a relationship and you value risk-taking and you're with someone who's threatened by that fact, you will not be fulfilled in that relationship. So be authentic always. Follow your wants and not the shoulds. Usually when you say should, I call it shoulding all over yourself. When you follow a should, you are stepping into someone else's wants, someone else's value. It's not usually your own. So find your authentic voice online and off, and your relationships will always deepen when you do. Effective relationships start with you. The third step of building successful relationships is to take risks. Relationships always require taking risks. You cannot have intimacy without vulnerability. If you keep protecting yourself from getting hurt, you won't build real connections. If you try to act perfect, people can't relate to you. Perfect is boring, it's unnatural, it's inauthentic. And this, of course, extends online as well. Admit when you don't know or need help. Go out on the line and say something bold and unedited if it's coming from your heart. People will connect with you when you take risks and show your humanity, as we've seen through all the amazing talks today. It makes you more relatable, and that ultimately means more people will connect with you. Or communicate. How can I talk about successful relationships without mentioning this seemingly obvious one? We know that when communication breaks down, relationships break up. It's as simple as that. For my book, I did research and came across crazy research that the average couple of kids speaks uninterrupted for 15 minutes or less a day. So, and we know that when they're connecting, it's not always meaningful dialogue in those 10 or 15 minutes. So if you're in a romantic relationship, make sure to connect as lovers and partners, not just as parents or roommates. Keep communication at the top of your to-do list. Our relationships online improve when we listen and communicate. It's called social media, after all, so it requires this kind of social connection. It's obviously not traditional media where I'm talking at you. We need to stay curious, we need to listen, but we also need to share our experiences. That's how we'll build effective relationships. 5, surround, I cannot stress this enough in building a successful relationship. Surround yourself with people who bring out your best. If you ever hear yourself trying to convince someone of your value, whether it's professional, friend, lover, that is not your match. So often, especially when we're looking for a mate, we add up criteria on paper, we wonder what the person can offer us, and we almost take ourselves out of the equation. Don't just focus on who the people you're working with or dating are, but look at who you are with them. Are you a good and authentic version of yourself? Because you can be with the most amazing person, but if you're a crazy girl or insecure guy with that person, it's not your match. In social media, of course, have the same standards. Surround yourself with people who challenge you without trying to change you, who make you think critically but who aren't critical of you. And these are really important things to keep in mind. Surround yourself by people who bring out your best. And finally, sweat the small stuff. I know that sounds counterintuitive because it's the best of the book by a different name. But it's really the small things. It's the little things you do or don't do that will make a difference in your relationships and that will make people feel connected or disconnected. Whenever I miss someone, I miss the little things, the smell of their perfume or an inside joke we shared. I don't necessarily miss them on a big occasion, the big moments. So, there's the music. Let me speed this up. Consumers also notice the details. So I'll just say quickly, the first hotel chain to put coffee in the room, the first car company to put cup holders in the seat saw an increase in sales. It's the small stuff. And in our relationships, 5-to-1 is the ratio. 5 positive interactions negates 1 negative interaction. So you have to sweat the small stuff. So let me close by just quickly saying, prioritize your relationships. They're the most important thing you have. Replace the shoulds with the wants. Communicate, listen, take risks. Surround yourself with people who bring out your best. And remember 82-year-old Carol's advice. The most important thing you can offer in a relationship is your presence. Thank you very much.
Yeah.